You're listening to New Technia. Xbox will let physical discs unlock digital games. Xbox is testing a system that lets supported physical discs unlock digital access across consoles, PCs, and cloud devices. The entitlement follows the disc, preserving lending and resale, but publisher participation, game coverage, and the broader release date remain uncertain. Microsoft is testing a way for an Xbox game disc to unlock the conveniences normally reserved for a digital purchase. Beginning August 31st, Xbox insiders can insert a supported Xbox One or Xbox Series X disc, launch the game, and claim a digital entitlement that may also work with Xbox Play Anywhere or Xbox Cloud Gaming when the title supports those services. The 30-second summary.
What happened?
Xbox announced a disc-to-digital feature for thousands of supported games.
Why does it matter?
A physical library could remain usable across consoles, PCs, and cloud devices without removing the owner's ability to lend or trade the disc.
What is the catch?
Testing has not started. Publishers control participation, and the entitlement remains connected to the physical disc rather than becoming a freestanding digital purchase. Key fact, Microsoft says the test will begin with thousands of titles and that most Xbox One and Xbox Series X disc-based games support the feature. How a disc becomes a digital entitlement. According to Xbox's announcement, the player inserts a supported disc into an Xbox One or Xbox Series X and launches it. The console then claims a digital entitlement while the disc continues to work normally. The important detail is what happens after that claim. The Verge reports that the entitlement is tied to the specific disc, not permanently attached to the first account that registers it. If the disc is lent, sold, or used with another profile, the entitlement moves with it. That design is meant to prevent one copy from becoming several independent digital licenses. Why this changes physical ownership. A disc traditionally proves ownership only when it is inside a compatible drive. The new system could let that same physical object authorize downloads, supported PC versions, and cloud streaming. It offers a bridge between collectible or resellable media and devices that increasingly expect digital access. The feature also matters for preservation. New consoles may not always include a disk drive, while older physical libraries can span several hardware generations. Microsoft presents the entitlement as a way to carry supported games forward without asking owners to buy them again. Before we overstate the result, this is an announced Xbox Insider test, not a finished service available to everyone. Microsoft has not published the complete supported game list or a date for general release. Engadget notes that original Xbox and Xbox 360 discs do not appear to be included at launch, while Play Anywhere and cloud benefits depend on each game. Publisher participation also means some titles may never qualify. What happens next? The August 31st Insider rollout should reveal how reliably the system recognizes discs, transfers entitlements between accounts, and handles used game ownership. A broader release is expected in the following months, but the practical value will depend less on the headline number of eligible games than on whether players' own libraries are actually covered. Read the full article at newtechnia.com.